From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. After 7 years of talks, negotiators from a dozen countries along the Pacific Ocean reached a deal to create the biggest trade pact in history. One thing you may not know, a section of the agreement could require some countries to accept more genetically engineered crops. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
They're called the sanitary and phytosanitary standards, safety measures a country puts in place to protect its shores. Officials can stop a shipping container right there at the port if they suspect pests, bacteria, or an unapproved product. Floyd Gabler, director of trade policy for the U.S. Grains Council, says that's all well and good, but
the issue really becomes, you know, is when a country's measures step outside of science, that's when we start having incidents that slow down for us the grain importing process.
Even though many countries have free trade agreements, regulators in the past have been accused of using so-called health concerns as trade barriers to protect domestic markets. That can grind international agreements to a halt and throw off markets. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, creates a process to iron out those disputes. That's big news for Midwest farmers. More than 90% of corn and soybeans grown here are genetically engineered to withstand herbicides or diseases. But some countries have blocked the importation of some of these crops, often called GMOs.
In fact, in the TPP, we actually have language that addresses biotechnology for the first time.
European guidelines contend GMOs have to be proven safe before being accepted in trade. U.S. rules, on the other hand, tend to mark genetically modified products as safe until there is evidence they're not. Countries that sign on to the TPP will follow the U.S. standard. Chip Bowling, president of the National Corn Growers Association, says after years of GMO trade setbacks, it's time other countries fall in line with the U.S. approach. Here's Bowling at a recent press conference.
We know that our product is safe. We need other countries to understand that that's the same thing. The product is safe, and we need to feed a growing world with billions of people coming on board.
Farmers are particularly excited about getting their crops to countries with growing middle-class income, such as Vietnam and Malaysia. But clearly not everyone in the TPP countries is on board with opening the trade gates to GMOs. Just turn on the TV. Last year, demonstrators in countries across the world, including TPP member Japan, protested the approval of genetically modified food. Patrick Woodall is the research director for the environmental group Food and Water Watch.
That's really what the tension is. The TPP is a weapon that enables U.S. agribusinesses to impose its will on other countries.
Under the TPP, Woodall says it would be harder for countries to prevent GMOs from entering their markets if they're already approved in the U.S.
It would press countries to approve GMO crops, to move towards GMO cultivation, even when they're domestic. People did not want to do that.
The nations signed on to the TPP hold 40% of the global economy. Philip Levy with the Chicago Council on Global Affairs says it's likely more countries will want to sign on after it's approved. He says they are thinking,
these seem to be the new global standards. Life will be easiest for us commercially if we adapt to those standards.
So will global trade be governed by U.S. GMO rules?
That's part of the hope, is that the U.S. has wanted to craft standards that work in its interests.
Congress has yet to approve the TPP, but it's slated to look at the trade deal in the coming months. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.